The Federal Treasurer and Deputy Prime Minister Wayne Swan has demanded the opposition release the name of the accounting firm costing its policies. The Coalition is expected to release the costings tomorrow after pulling out of the formal process because of a Treasury leak. Mr Swan is speaking here with Chief Political Correspondent Lyndall Curtis.
Look, we're really keen for a genuine economic debate. Mr Abbott has been hiding from scrutiny. He's been spending $1 billion a day. We're very keen to have a full economic debate because the surplus now is at risk. And now you've got this farce where last night on Q&A, he admitted that his $6 billion grocery tax is likely to be around for a decade.
But that's a
decade of higher prices at the supermarket and at the petrol pump.
But doesn't that mean that the tax will be funded for that time, that he won't have to dip into taxpayer funds to pay for it?
No, what it says is that Mr Abbott's economic policy is in chaos. He started off saying he wasn't going to have any new taxes. He then announced a 1.7% levy. He then announced a 1.5% cut. But the fact is that this increase in company tax is going to be around now, he says, for a decade, when he originally said it was only going to be temporary. It just shows that their economic policy is completely out of control.
There's an article in The Australian today which has Treasury advice that Treasury warned you against the idea of a small Australia, and part of that was a warning that you needed to cut company tax further to make the non-mining sector competitive. Was that the advice you got?
Well, certainly. We've been advised via the Hendry Review to cut company tax, and we are cutting company tax. Mr Abbott is increasing company tax. We are acutely aware of the capacity constraints in the Australian economy. That is why we have moved substantially to increase education and training funding. That's why we are addressing infrastructure needs in the economy. Mr Abbott is cutting the capacity of the economy in terms of skills and infrastructure.
Does your push for not having a big Australia, for having a sustainable Australia, mean that Australia is unlikely to be able to fill the skills shortages that are going to emerge?
Not at all. We are for a sustainable Australia, and what that means is we must train Australians. What that means is we must calibrate our skilled migration program. That's what we've been doing. It was entirely rorted under the Liberals. We've recalibrated that skilled migration program to suit the needs of industry. This is all part of responding to the needs of a modern economy. Needs Mr Abbott doesn't understand, and you can see that in the revelation today that the Liberal Party's got a phantom coster to run the ruler over their $30 billion spend-a-thon.
But where will the balance lie if industry needs more workers to come in, needs more workers brought in through immigration, but that conflicts with your idea of the right sort of level of population? Where will you draw the line?
Well, we've already moved to recalibrate the skilled migration program. We've republished a skills list. This is what governments do. That's a very important part of responding to the demands of the economy.
Are you prepared to push the migration intake up if that's what industry needs?
Well, what we've said is we calibrate our skilled migration program according to the needs of the economy. We cut it back during a global recession. That was entirely appropriate, and we'll respond as required.
You talked about the Liberals' costings. They're likely to be out tomorrow. Will that end the debate on costings if we see the Liberal Party's numbers?
No, it most certainly will not. You see, the Liberal Party have avoided the Charter of Budget Honesty. They said they were going to have an independent accounting firm, which would not necessarily be qualified to do the job anyway, but now we read in the Australian Financial Review this morning that they've got a phantom coster. They're not going to reveal the name of the accounting firm that is running the ruler over their $30 billion spend-a-thon.
The Federal Treasurer, Wayne Swan, with Lyndall Curtis.